We're back on Regional Radio, and we're joined by this week's Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week. Comes to us from the Perryville Pirates softball team. They had a great week, finishing third in the Union Tournament over last weekend, and a big part of their success was Anne-Marie Simpson, and her performance really propelled them forward in that tournament. Anne-Marie, as you look back on the performance that you had, both hitting and pitching, how did it feel, or how do you kind of assess it in your mind?
I think we did really great as a team whole, and I think I did pretty good too. But our team just came out and played like we know how. We've been working hard since July, and we went up there last year, and we wanted to make a statement, and I think that's what we did this year.
You know, just to go through what you were able to contribute to your team, 7 for 15 at the plate, 2 triples, a double, 5 runs batted in, 3 stolen bases, and then really pitching, you made your mark, you know, going 2-0, pitching 2 complete games. In that last game, I believe, against Rawa, you had a perfect game through the 5th inning. You had a no-hitter through going into the 7th, and just really great stuff. No earned runs allowed the entire weekend. Pitching-wise, did you feel like you were in a really good rhythm compared to some of the other games that you may have had earlier this year?
I did. I really had a good rhythm, and it was really because of my defense. They played a great game behind me. I know during the Rolla game, there were several plays where they dove for balls to catch them to help me get that one hitter. So all of it goes back to them, because if I didn't have them behind me, none of that would have been possible.
Yeah, it definitely helps to have a great defense behind you, too. And really, you know, with the 16 strikeouts that you had, like I mentioned, no earned runs, do you kind of look back on it and think, you know, of the things that you did? And how do you try to apply it to the next few weeks to try and build upon that?
I'm so proud of myself that I was able to improve that much and do that. But every game is a new game, and I just have to forget about that and not get ahead of myself and just keep working hard to do that and keep my hard work up.
And you're a junior this year, correct?
Yes.
Have you played on the varsity team the last couple years, or is this your first year?
I've played varsity freshman through junior year.
Very cool. So with what the team's been able to do the last couple of years since you've been there, and especially last year when you made that district championship run, what's it been like playing for the Pirates softball team the last few years?
It's been amazing. The bond's great. The coaches are great. The girls are great. You know, we just go out there. We have fun. You know, we believe in ourselves. We hustle. We focus. We do everything we can, and we just go out there and play like we can.
Not only were you able to put it together with your pitching performance, but also hitting. You're the leadoff hitter for your team, too. How do you kind of take that responsibility to heart and try to do the best you can in that spot?
I try the best to get on base because I know that I am the start of the inning, and if I get on base, I know my team gets pumped, and it just helps get a rally going. So for me, when I go up to the plate, it's to do whatever I can do to help my team get a rally going and to score some runs.
Over the last few years, do you feel like you've improved the most either hitting or pitching, or do you think it's been both?
I definitely think it's been both, mainly my pitching. My biggest problem with pitching was my confidence, but I have an amazing pitching coach who believed in me, and my stars coaches believed in me, and my high school coach believed in me. So with all of them having my back, I think I improved pitching as well as my confidence.
So as the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week, you get to choose a local charity that Parkland Health Mart will donate $25 to in your name, and you decided to choose the Relay for Life. What really brought you to that decision?
I know our school does a lot of things to help that. I know a lot of people who have been brought into that, and I just want that money to go to them, to know that we're all there for them.
Well, that's very cool. So is there anybody that you want to thank for helping you get to this point?
I want to thank my dad. He's believed in me from day one. He's always helped me, always done everything he can. Even when I can be a pain in the butt, he's always there for me. So I want to thank my dad.
That's very cool. Hey, congratulations, Anne-Marie, on being selected Athlete of the Week, and we wish you the best of luck this year.
Thank you so much.
That is Anne-Marie Simpson of the Perryville Pirates softball team, the latest Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, joining us today on Regional Radio.